where she's expressing her deep feelings of separation now that she has realized Krishna has decided to leave. So, very beautiful series of prayers that she offers. So, let's start. About seven prayers we are left with. अप्यद्यनस्त्वं स्वकृते हितप्रभो जिहाससि स्वित्सुहृदो न जीविना येषां न चान्यत् भवतः पदाम्बुजात् परायणं राजसुयोजितां हसाम्. सो शी सेज, ओ प्रभो, ओ लॉर्ड, अपि त्वं, डू यू नह जिहाससि स्वित्, Have you desired to reject us today, Adya? Suhrudo anujivinaha, even though we are your friends, and anujivinaha. Anujivinaha means our lives are dependent on you. So, have you decided to reject us today? Because Krishna could say that I am not rejecting, but I have to go to Dwaraka, I have lot of things to do. So she says, Swakritehita. Your deeds are automatically accomplished, your Satyasankalpa. You don't really have to go to Dwaraka to accomplish your deeds. You just desire and the deeds are accomplished. So why do you have to go? Whereas here we are your friends and our lives are completely dependent on you. So have you desired to reject us today? Especially, Yesham Rajasu Yojita Amhasam. Because you wanted this battle of Kurukshetra, we have fought with so many of those kings. And we have created so much enmity now. Na anyat parayanam, we have no other shelter. Bhavata padambujat, except for your lotus feet, we do not have any other shelter. So at this very critical juncture, are you going to leave us alone here? Like that she is praying. So, here, Srila Vishnu Thakur says, we and not others become happy on seeing you and suffer on not seeing you, she says. We are the ones who become very happy seeing you, not the Kauravas. And we suffer on not seeing you. The time of happiness has passed and the time of suffering has arrived, now that you are leaving. So, Kunti Maharani says, do you desire to leave us today since you desire to go to Dwaraka? Krishna says, but I have stayed many days. Now I must go to Dwaraka. I have necessary work there. Please give your assent. Please give your permission. Kunti Maharani says, but you are the person whose necessary works are already accomplished. Your Satyasankalpa Shakti already accomplishes everything. Your intentions fulfill themselves automatically. You are Swakrite Ihita. Swakrita Ihita. Ihita means desires or endeavors. Swakrita. They are automatically accomplished. So why do you have to go to Dwaraka? The Pandavas had created suffering for many kings by killing their fathers or relatives. So Kunti Maharani says that now they will come and attack back once they know that you have left. We depend on you, we are anujivinaha. Therefore, please stay here and protect my sons. Like that, she was praying. So, this is a very beautiful prayer. We'll go through the translation once more. She says, O Prabho, O Lord, apitvam, do you Naha jihasasi swit, have you desired to give us up adya today? Because you are going to Dwaraka. Suhrido anujivinaha. We are your friends and we are completely dependent on you. And you don't have to go back to Dwaraka to accomplish your work. Swakrita ihita. All your desires are automatically fulfilled. And on top of that, we have created so much enmity with all these kings because of killing their relatives. Yesham Rajasu Yojita Amhasam. Amhasam means enmity. Nanyat Parayanam. We don't have any other shelter. Bhavata Padambujat, other than your lotus feet. So please don't go. She's pleading to Krishna. Srila Prabhupada writes here in the purport. So, Prabhupada says, in the material world, to be dependent on someone's mercy is the sign of utmost misfortune. Because it becomes the more, but it becomes the most fortunate thing when that someone is Krishna. In the material world, to be dependent on someone is most unfortunate. Prabhupada says, to be overly dependent saps the very vitality of one's life. Right? So, he says that, you know, if you are too much dependent, it just saps your very vitality. You just become a parasite. But if that someone is Krishna, then it's the most fortunate thing. To become falsely independent of the stringent laws of material nature is known as material advancement of experimental knowledge. To be falsely independent of the stringent laws of material nature is known as material advancement of experimental knowledge. It is false independence. It is not real independence. You become very much dependent on it. We may say no. Then you tell them, okay. Then I will take this away from you. They will say, no. Can't take it away from me. So that shows their dependence. So people say, no, I am not dependent on anything. Then you tell them that, okay, then give it up. Then they realize, you know, if they want to, that how much they are dependent. This started with Ravana. This material advancement of experimental knowledge started with Ravana. Who wanted to build a staircase to heaven, and following in the footsteps of Ravana, it is now continuing in the form of efforts to conquer space. This effort to conquer space is nothing new, Prabhupada's face. Ravana started it a long time back. But the highest goal is to work hard under the Lord's guidance and become completely dependent on Him. Therefore, devotees are not parasites. Those who want to become falsely independent are actually anathas, orphans. And devotees are actually sanata. You would have read this, right? Aho sanata bhavatasmayadvayam. Therefore, a sanata devotee is a mahatma and is very rare. Devotees are always very rare. How much ever we may try to reach out to devotees, reach out to others and preach, devotees will always be a rare commodity. All the Pandavas were Mahatmas, and therefore Bhagavad Gita and all the Puranas talk about the Pandavas. For such Mahatmas, separation from Krishna is like fish out of water. Therefore, Kunti's prayers are to persuade Krishna to stay back. So, very feeling prayers, very rare. In the first 9 cantos, there are no prayers like Kunti Maharani's prayers to Krishna. 10th canto, yes. But in the first 9 cantos, you know, these are the most personal prayers even Vritrasura's prayers are there. But still, The Lord is not standing in front of Ritrasura in one sense. But here it is, she is like directly pleading with Krishna. You know, this is like really very wonderful set of prayers. So she is telling, are you going to leave us now? We have created so much enmity. She is not really afraid. But she knows that this can influence Krishna. So then, Krishna may say, what are you talking about? You are insulting your sons? Huh? You think they are incapable? I never picked up a weapon on the battlefield. It's all Bhima, Arjuna, Nakula, Sahadeva and Yudhishthir Maharaj. They only fought and they only won the battle. They are quite capable. And most of the inimical kings who are so powerful are already dead. So if I go back, what difference does it make? So Kunti Maharani says, Kevayam nama rupa bhyam yadu bissaha pandavaha bhavato darshanam yarhi rishikanam iveshituhu. See, all the while she is speaking this, the Pandavas are there. They are hearing this. They are perfectly fine. They also realize that that is the truth. So, she says, in response to Krishna's question, that why are you insulting your sons? They are quite capable of defending themselves. So, Kunti Maharani says in response, Bhavato adarshanam, without your presence, kevayam, who are we? Yadubis saha pandava, Yadus and the Pandavas, who are we? Nama Rupabhyam, with all our fame and so-called fame and strength and name. Yarhi Rishikanam Iva Ishituhu. We are all like senses without the Jiva. It could be the most powerful wrestler's body. But can that body defeat even an ant if the Jiva has left? Small, small insects will bite that body and finish off that body. So, Kunti Maharani in front of all the Pandavas are telling, the moment you go, all the Pandavas and the Yadus are just like senses without the Jiva. Once the Jiva has left, the senses cannot function. And Arjuna later would Basman hutam kuhakaraddam ivopta mushyam, he would say. They are just like offering oblations into ashes. It's not going to produce any result. You don't produce any result by pouring ghee in the ashes. It has to be poured on the sacrificial fire. Kuhakaraddam. Kuhakaraddam means a magician's money. If the magician was really capable of creating money, he would be the most, he would not be conducting a magic show to earn. It makes no sense. He would just be creating money all the time, isn't it? So, basman hutam kuhakaraddam ivopta mushyam. It's like sowing seeds in a barren land or sowing baked seeds or fried seeds in the soil. It's not going to fructify. It's not going to germinate. So she says that, oh, we all are actually useless. You are the active principle. Without you, we are not capable of doing anything. And the Pandavas are perfectly fine because they also know this is the truth. So Krishna says, but Bhima and Arjuna, your sons are very powerful. The king is Dharma personified and the Yadavas are your friends. You have no worries. Kunti Maharani says, who are we Pandavas with the Yadus having fame and ability without your presence? Similarly, without the presence of the Jiva, the senses have no significance or power. We are like that.
Prabhupada writes here in the purport.
The Pandavas and Yadus, even though very powerful, are non-entities without the guidance of Krishna. As much as the senses are useless without the spirit, therefore no one should be proud of his prestige, power, etc. without being guided by the favor of Krishna. The jivas are always dependent and the ultimate dependable object is Krishna. The jivas will always remain dependent. It depends on whom you want to depend on. Do you want to depend on the most dependable object or something of this material world? We may make many, many material inventions and advance, but if it is not guided by Krishna, all of them will end in a fiasco. The ultimate fiasco is to perpetrate our stay in this material world. That's what will happen. If it is not guided by Krishna, all the advancement will bhara parampatta kirita jushtam apyuttamangam nanamen mukundam. He, Shukadeva Goswami says, no, Shaunakadi Rishis are telling Sutta Goswami that bhara parampatta kirita jushtam, the most dazzling crown or the most beautiful turban bedecked with all kinds of jewels in it, the weight of that crown or that turban will only drown that person in this ocean of samsara if that head doesn't bow down to Krishna. So Prabhupada is mentioning the same thing, that we may make many, many material inventions and advance, but if it is not guided by Krishna, all of that will end in fiasco. It will just prolong our stay in this ocean of material existence. So that's what she is telling. We are no one without you. So now that you are leaving, our life force is leaving. So please don't leave. Like that. So to call Krishna life force is an understatement. To call Krishna a life force is an understatement. In third canto, in the early, one of the earlier chapters, there is a description. It is said that relatives and friends are very dear to someone because they are connected to the body. Body is very dear to someone because it is connected to the soul. And soul is very dear to someone because it is connected to the Supreme Lord. So therefore the most dearmost object is Krishna. So here she is comparing Krishna to the life force, which means she is comparing Krishna to the soul. In one sense, it's an understatement. In the material world, those who do not know Krishna, for them, if they are self-realized, then they realize that the soul is the dearmost. If they are not, for them, body is the dearmost. Right? But Krishna is not like the life force. Krishna gives life to the life force. The soul is attractive only because it is connected to Krishna. So therefore, to call Krishna as the life force, in one sense, is an understatement. Therefore, Yamunacharya says that, my dear Krishna, now that I am seeing you face to face, in one of his prayers in Stotra Ratna, he says, now that I am seeing you face to face, I feel really ashamed. Because what all I have compared you with? So what all I have compared you with? I have compared you to the lotus. I have compared you to the dark rain cloud. He says, I really feel ashamed now that I am actually seeing you face to face. Because you cannot be compared to anyone of anything of this material world. Like that. So then, షీ కంటిన్యూస్. నేయం శోభిష్యతే తత్రాయతే దానీం గదాదర త్వత్పాదైరంకితాబాతి స్వలక్షణ విలక్షితైః. ఓ గదాదర, ఓ హోల్డర్ ఆఫ్ ద క్లబ్, వెన్ యు గో, వెన్ యు లీవ్ ఇయం దిస్ ల్యాండ్, త్వత్పాదైర్ స్వలక్షణ విలక్షితైః అంకితా భాతి. భాతి మీన్స్ దట్ విచ్ ఇస్ డాజ్లింగ్. దిస్ ల్యాండ్ విల్ నో లాంగర్ డాజల్, ఆర్ దిస్ ల్యాండ్ విచ్ ఇస్ మార్క్డ్ విత్ త్వత్ పాదైర్ అంకిత, విత్ ది విత్ యువర్ ఫుట్ ప్రింట్స్ విచ్ ఆర్ మార్క్డ్ విత్ స్పెషల్ సైన్స్ ఆన్ యువర్ ఫీట్, నా శోభిష్యతే, ఇట్ విల్ నాట్ గ్లో, యథా ఇదానీం యాజ్ ఇట్ డస్ నౌ, విచ్ మీన్స్ ది అర్త్ విల్ నో లాంగర్ బి మార్క్డ్ విత్ ది బ్యూటిఫుల్ ఫుట్ ప్రింట్స్ విచ్ ఆర్ మార్క్డ్ విత్ స్పెషల్ సైన్స్. ఇఫ్ యూ గో దేర్, శ్లోష్ణ జగదా గురు రైట్స్, ఇఫ్ యూ గో దేర్ దిస్ ల్యాండ్ విల్ నాట్ గ్లో, ద ల్యాండ్ ఇస్ మార్క్డ్ యునీక్లీ విత్ యువర్ సైన్స్ of the flag and the thunderbolt. So Kapil Dev says, sanchintaye bhagavatas charanaravindam vajra ankusha dhwaja saroruha lanchanadyam. Vajra is thunderbolt, ankusha is elephant gourd, dhwaja flag, saroruha lotus. Saras means a lake, saroruha means that which is born out of a lake. Saroruha lanchanadyam, of course it has many more symbols. So you can see lotus, thunderbolt, flag, umbrella, elephant, goat and so on. So here, Srila Prabhupada writes, the Lord's feet is marked with symbols such as flag, thunderbolt, ankusha, umbrella, lotus, disc, etc. So then she continues, Ime janapada swurdha supakvaushadi virudaha వనాద్రి నద్యుదన్వంతో హ్యేదంతే తవ వీక్షితైహి. షీ సేస్ ఇమే జనపద, జనపద మీన్స్ దట్ విచ్ ఇస్ పాపులేటెడ్ విత్ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్స్. ఇమే జనపద సువృద్ధ, సువృద్ధ మీన్స్ వెరీ ఆప్యులెంట్, థ్రైవింగ్. దిస్ థ్రైవింగ్ ల్యాండ్ సుపక్వ ఔషధి వీరుదహ విచ్ ఇస్ ఫిల్డ్ విత్ రైప్ హర్బ్స్ అండ్ ఫ్రూట్ లేడెన్ ట్రీస్, వన ఫారెస్ట్, అద్రి మౌంటైన్స్, నది రివర్స్, ఉదన్వంతో ద సీస్, ఏదంతే తవ వీక్షితై. ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఇస్ opulent and wonderful only because your glance has fallen on them. After you leave, when they become bereft of your glance, everything will dry up. So therefore, please don't think that you have set up everything nicely and you can go now. You are the one who is maintaining it also. Your glance is maintaining all opulence here. The moment your glance is taken off, everything will fall apart. So please don't go. Like that she is pleading with Krishna. So, Srila Prabhupada here writes in the purport, human prosperity flourishes by nature's gifts and not by industrial enterprises. She doesn't say that all these factory machines are running by your glance. She says that all the fruit laden trees, the mountains, rivers and seas, all of that has grown prosperous by your glance. Industrial enterprises are products of a godless civilization and they destroy the noble aims of human life. So this, what kind of industrial enterprises were there during Prabhupada's times? You can think about it. Recently, His Grace Chaitanya Charan Prabhu was here. He was sharing that the world has technologically grown. The extent to which the world has grown in the last 15 years is greater than what it grew 150 years before that, percentage wise. So in 150 years, whatever technological advancement happened, in the last 15 years that much has happened. That's the pace, and it's going faster and faster. And Prabhupada predicts at that time only, industrial enterprises are the products of a godless civilization and it destroys the noble aims of human life. The more we increase industrial enterprises, the more the vital energy is squeezed out of humans and the more there will be an increase in unrest and dissatisfaction. We can see it happening. We don't have to hear from Bhagavatam. Even modern psychological research, statistics, it's all quite clear. The more the so-called advancement is happening, the more there are mental illness and all kinds of social unrest and divorces and everything is increasing at an alarming pace. Humans can take advantage of these natural gifts and give up exploiting material nature. And Prabhupada says, what does it mean to not exploit material nature? Prabhupada says, don't kill animals, don't increase industrial enterprises, just be obedient to the lotus feet of God, to the laws of God, and perform devotional service. This is the meaning of living a non-exploitative life. Don't kill animals, don't increase the industrial enterprises, just be obedient to the laws of God and perform devotional service. Then only prosperity will reign, Krishna says, Prabhupada says. So if you live a life, if you live a non-exploitative life, then prosperity will reign. Like that. Then, she continues. So, at this point of time, Queen Kunti catches herself on the wrong foot. So it's a, what does it mean to catch oneself on the wrong foot? She realizes her mistake. Of course, she realizes her transcendental mistake. Whatever she is speaking is out of her natural prema for the Supreme Lord. But then she realizes, how could I speak like this? How could I be so selfish that I am asking Krishna to stay back to protect my sons, to protect the kingdom, to protect all the material resources? How could I do it? She thinks like that. And then she speaks the next verse. Ata vishvesha vishvatman vishvamurte svakeshumi sneha pashamimam chindi dhridam pandushu vrishnishu. O Vishvesha, O Lord of the universe, O Lord of all the universes, Vishwatman, O life of all the universes, O Vishwamurte, O form of this whole universe. Ata, therefore, Chindi, please cut, me imam dridam snehapasham, these strong bonds of affection, please cut it. స్వకేషు పాండుషు వృష్ణిషు ఫ్రమ్ మై రిలేటివ్స్ ద పాండవాస్ అండ్ ద యాదవాస్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ మై బాడీలీ అఫెక్షన్ టువర్డ్స్ ఆల్ దీస్ పీపుల్ దేర్ ఫోర్ ఐఎమ్ ప్రేయింగ్ దట్ యు స్టే బ్యాక్ అండ్ ప్రొటెక్ట్ ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్ యాక్చువల్లీ వెదర్ యు గో ఆర్ స్టే బ్యాక్ I'll not be happy. If you stay back, I'll be happy for the Pandavas, but the Yadavas are also my relatives. I'll be lamenting for them. If you go back, I'll be happy for the Yadavas, but I'll be lamenting for ourselves, the Pandavas and myself. So therefore, what kind of a life is this? Completely attached to one's own body and relatives. Can you please cut this affection. Dridam sneha pasham. Please cut these strong bonds of affection. But Krishna may say, Hari, you just said dridam sneha pasham, it's very, very strong. Do you think I am capable of cutting it? So Kunti Maharani says, why not? You are Vishvesha. You are the Lord of all universes. You are Vishwatman. You are the life of all universes. And Vishwamurte, you are the form of all universes. So can't you cut one living entity's affection towards his family? You are certainly capable of doing it. So therefore, please cut this affection that I have for my family members, my dear Krishna, like that she is praying. So, Srila Vishnachari Thakur says, both your departure from here and coming here are unfortunate. Okay. Actually, it is fortunate. But out of our deep humility and feelings of separation, she speaks like this. Both your departure from here and coming here are unfortunate. Departure is unfortunate for the Pandavas and coming here is unfortunate for the Yadavas. Since she ends up with a disturbed mind in either case, Kunti prays to cut off her ties of affection with both parties. You are the Lord of all universes. You give life to all the universes. Though you are the form of the universe, being an ocean of mercy, you are always attentive in regards to the welfare of the Yadavas and Pandavas. Will I die uselessly by thinking of their welfare? She's asking Krishna, will I die just thinking of my relatives instead of thinking about you? So please cut these knots of deep rooted knots of affection, my dear Krishna, like that she's praying. Srila Prabhupada writes here in the purport, Kunti Maharani is the mother of the Pandavas, but she is also connected to the Yadavas through her paternal side. Therefore, if Krishna stays, then Kunti has to lament for the Yadus. And if he leaves, she has to lament for the Pandavas. Therefore, she prays to cut off the affection. Then Prabhupada writes, what does it mean to cut the family ties? Prabhupada says, it means to widen one's activities in devotional service for all fallen souls. It is not just cutting off your responsibility. It is accepting responsibility for all the fallen conditioned souls. Therefore, Prabhupada always keeps writing, therefore, devotees are not parasites who just want to live a life of no responsibility, living off the hard-earned money of other householders. Whereas devotees have cut all the family ties to widen their activities in devotional service for all fallen souls. Without this, no one can be qualified as a brahmana or a king or a public leader or a devotee. All of them are very responsible posts. So you can't live a selfish life like that. Prabhupada gives the example of the six Goswamis. Tyaktva turnam ashesha mandalapati shrenim sada tuchavat. Bhutva dina ganeshakau karunaya kaupina kandashitau. Lord Ram, by cutting the tie of affection with Mother Sita, manifests the qualities of an ideal king. Like that. So ultimately, cutting the family ties means to widen one's activities in devotional service for the purpose of all fallen conditioned souls. Otherwise, if we cut the family ties and just want with the desire to just stay peaceful, then that's a very unfortunate situation. So then, Prabhupada, why is Kunti Maharani addressing Krishna as Vishvesha and Vishwatman? So Prabhupada says, it is to indicate the Lord's ability to cut the hard knot of family affection. Therefore, sometimes Krishna cuts the family ties. Yasyaham hanugrinnami harishetad dhanam shanehi. So, just to increase the dependence of his devotees. Like that. So, she is praying here, please cut this deep-rooted family ties, because I don't want to give up my life just lamenting for my relatives. What a worthless life would it be? Then, Krishna may ask, so if you want to cut off your ties with me, because cutting off your ties from Pandavas and Yadavas means you want to cut off your ties with me also, because I also come in the same dynasty. So which means, do you want the realization of Brahman? Complete. You know, no personal form. Do you want the realization of Brahman? Because if you cut your affection from the Yadavas, then you will cut your affection with me also. So in response to that, Kunti Maharani says, Tvai me ananya vishaya matir madupate sakrat ratim udvahata dadda gange vaukam mudanvati. She says, me matihi, let my mind ananya vishaya, with attention to no other object other than you, asakrit udvahatad. Asakrit udvahatad means non-stop carry ratim, its affection, tvayi, unto you. Me matihi asakrit udvahatad ratim tvayi. Okay. Madhupate. Who are you? You are Madhupati, the chief of the Madhu dynasty. So, Krishna killed a demon by the name Madhu, but he also had an ancestor, famous ancestor, whose name was also Madhu. So, he says, Ganga Iva, just as Ganges, Ogam Adda, it carries a full stream of water, Udanvati, to the ocean. Whatever obstacles come, she just gets past it or gets around it and reaches the ocean. So, can you identify in the verse, Anya Bilashita Shunyam Jnana Karma Dhyanavritam Anukulyena Krishnanu Shilanam Bhakti Ruttama? So, can you identify some elements of this definition of Uttama Bhakti in this verse? Okay. Let's take Ananya Vishaya. Indicates what? Okay. Anya Bilashita Shunyam. Asakrit. Apratihata doesn't come in. Anushilanam. Anu means continuous. Asakrit. Udvahatad. Think about it. This is not direct. Udvahatad indicates what? Udvahatad. Shilanam is of two types, right? Cheshtarupa and Bhavarupa. So Udvahatad indicates Bhavarupa no Shilanam, right? Ratim. Ratim Twayi. Affection towards you indicates Anukulyena. Like that. So Anukulyena Krishnanushilanam. And another nature of Ganga is that whenever any obstacle comes, she gets over it or gets around it. That nature of Ganga indicates what aspect of bhakti? It cannot be checked. So where is apratihata in Anyabhilashita Shunyam verse? And it's there. Where is it there? Where is Jnana Karmadi Anavritam? So Jnana Karmadi Anavritam is apratihata actually. And that is the nature of Ganga. Whatever obstacle comes, she gets past them. So what she is asking for is actually pure devotional service. Tvayi me ananya vishaya matir madupate asakrit ratim udvahata dadda gange vogam udanvati. Like that. So Krishna says, because in the previous verse she said, sneha pasham imam chindi, please cut down all this sneha pasham. Krishna says, oh, then do you want realization of Brahman? Because if you cut your affection for the Yadavas, you will cut your affection for me also. So, Kunti Bharani says, no, may my mind hold affection for you without any obstacle. Udvaha. Udvaha means flow strongly. Actually, Udvahatad in itself indicates Jnana Karma Dinavattam. Because that strong force, what does it do? Any obstacle comes, it goes past it. It does not cover the flow. So, Udvahatad indicates Jnana Karma Dhyanavritam also here. The mind should not think of anything else. Ananya Vishaya. Your devotees are non-different from you, and thus, without affection for them, affection for you cannot take place. So what she is essentially asking is, cut my bodily ties with them. May I be connected to them as devotees. Like that. It is not possible that this could please you. This I know. She says that. So basically what she means is, cut my bodily affection for my relatives. But they are your dearmost devotees. Let me be connected, let me have affection for them as devotees. Like that. Therefore, let my mind have attraction for no one except you and your devotees. I pray to cut affectionate bonds with the Pandavas and Yadavas who are your devotees. But since it is a prayer in front of you, it means cutting only the material affection which arises from bodily identification. Okay. Because Krishna is never alone. Krishna is always with his devotees only. So you can't get Krishna alone. If you pray for Krishna's relationship, it comes with all other devotees. Because at the stage of prema, that prema is not at, it does not control just Krishna. It does not attract just Krishna. It attracts the devotees also, right? Kritva harim prema bhajam priyavarga samanvitam bhaktim vashikaroti iti Shri Krishna Akarshini Mata. You remember? Shri Krishna Akarshini. Six characteristics of bhakti. The sixth characteristic is Shri Krishna Akarshini. The word Shri in Shri Krishna Akarshini indicates what? Not Lakshmi Devi. Shri indicates what? Devotees. Shri indicates Priyavarga Samanvitam. Samanvitam means along with. So, Prema attracts, Prema is attractive not only to Krishna, it's attractive to all the associates of Krishna. So, she says that may my mind have prema for you, Krishna. And cut all my affection for all these Pandavas and Yadavas. So that seems like a very difficult proposal. Because if Krishna is attracted, along with Krishna, all the Pandavas and Yadavas who are his devotees, they will also come. So therefore, Kunti Maharani clarifies, because it is a prayer in front of you, and I am asking for affection for you, it means that I want the material affection for my relatives to be cut. I don't want you to cut the affinity that I have towards them as your devotees. Like that. Just as the Ganga carries a full stream of water to the ocean, the shelter of small and large rivers, may my mind also carry its affection to you, who are the shelter of all the devotees. So each devotee is compared to a river. Like that. Just as the Ganga does not consider any obstacles on its course, my mind should also not consider any obstacles that may rise while thinking of you. Which means, Jnana Karmadi Anavritam. Okay? So this is a beautiful verse. This is a beautiful prayer. This is the last prayer actually she offers. And one prayer where she summarizes her remembrance of Krishna. When in the 44th verse, I think, Badam, 45th verse, Tam Badam iti Upamantriya. So, you know, Krishna says, okay, I accept. So, in that, Vishnu Jagadakur says that the word Badam is for this verse, Tvayi me Ananya Vishaya. So, this is like, for all practical purposes, like the final plea of Kunti Maharani. Please let my Mati have Rati for Madhupati. Like that. Radha Gopinath Prabhu says. Let my Mati have Rati for Madhupati. That's what she is asking for. Tvayi me Ananya Vishaya Matir Madhupatir Asakrit Ratim Udvahata Dadda Gange Vogam Mudanvati. Like that. So Srila Prabhupada writes here in the purport. Sneha Pasham Imam Chindi doesn't mean complete negation of finer elements like affection for someone. Affection, anger, desire, and all these emotions are symptoms of life and they cannot be annihilated. You can't just annihilate them. Emotions are the very essence of spiritual life. The onset of spiritual life is characterized by emotions. That's so Bhaktivinoda Sindhu explains. What indicates the onset of real spiritual life at the stage of bhava? Only one symptom, he says. Spiritual emotions. So emotions, they herald the rising of the son of prema. Spiritual life starts when the spiritual emotions are activated. So Prabhupada says that affection, anger, desire, and all these other emotions are symptoms of life, and they cannot be annihilated. Therefore, only the objective has to be changed. Desire should be for devotional service. This is expressed in this verse. Kama Krishna Karmarpani, Krodha Bhakta Dveshi Jani, and so on, as Narottam Das Thakur writes. Perfection of pure devotional service is attained when all attention is diverted towards devotional service of the Lord. For example, when Arjuna surrendered after hearing Bhagavad Gita, he didn't give up fighting. Rather, he fought and killed for Krishna's pleasure, and thus he became famous. The Pandavas and the Yadus are also devotees. So therefore, why did Kunti Maharani want to cut their ties? Same discussion that Prabhupada also talks about here. Isn't service to Lord and his devotees identical? Yes. But Kunti Maharani says, but my affection arises from bodily identification. This she is speaking out of her natural humility. She had no bodily affection for the Yadus and Pandavas. She was a pure devotee. There is no question of bodily identification. Yes, but my affection arises from bodily identification and is the cause of bondage. Relation based on skin is the cause of bondage, and relation of the soul to the soul is the cause of freedom. Then Prabhupada says, how to establish soul to soul relationship? Prabhupada says, through the via media of the super soul. How to establish soul to soul relationship? Through the via media of super souls. Seeing in the darkness is not seeing, but seeing by the light of the sun means to see the sun and everything else. That is the way of devotional service. That's how Prabhupada ends the purport. Seeing in darkness is not seeing at all, but seeing by the light of the sun means to see the sun and everything else also. That is the way of devotional service. So seeing establishing soul to soul relationship means through the via media of super soul, like that. So finally, in the last prayer, she says, Shri Krishna Krishna Saka Vrishni Rishabha. There is no meter. So, we'll just read it, okay? Shri Krishna Krishna Saka Vrishni Rishabha Avanidruk Rajanya Vamsa Dahana Anapavarga Virya Govinda Go Dvija Sura Arti Haravatara Yogeshwara Akila Guru Bhagavan Namaste. So, Srila Vishnu Acharya Thakur writes, after offering her prayers, she offers respects while remembering how the Lord gave happiness to all people. Shri Krishna, O Krishna, Krishna Saka, O friend of Arjuna. Here Krishna refers to Arjuna. As in Krishna Astri Gandivam Chapam Surit Krishna Stato Vibhat. Next chapter we'll see. Vrishni Rishabha, O best of the Yadavas, Avanidrug Rajanya Vamsa Dahana, destroyer of the kings who harmed the earth. Avani means earth. Avanidrug means those who are enemies of earth. Rajanya, kings. Vamsa Dahana, you killed their whole dynasty. Anapavarga Virya. Anapavarga Virya means the Lord of undiminished strength. Govinda, లార్డ్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ కౌస్. గో ద్విజ సుర ఆర్తి హర అవతార, అవతార వన్ హు హాస్ డిసెండెడ్ ఫర్ ద సోల్ పర్పస్ ఆఫ్ గో ద్విజ సుర ఆర్తి హర. ఆర్తి మీన్స్ డిస్ట్రెస్, హర మీన్స్ టు డిస్ట్రాయ్. సో అవతార, యు హవ్ టేకన్ బర్త్, యు హవ్ డిసెండెడ్ టు దిస్ అర్త్ ఫర్ ద సోల్ పర్పస్ ఆఫ్ డిస్ట్రాయింగ్ ద సఫరింగ్ ఆఫ్ కౌస్, బ్రాహ్మణస్ అండ్ దేవతాస్. ఓ యోగేశ్వర, ఓ మాస్టర్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ యోగా. అఖిల గురు, ఓ గురు ఆఫ్ ఆల్ పీపుల్. భగవన్, ఓ లార్డ్ నమస్తే, ఐ ఆఫర్ మై రెస్పెక్ట్ఫుల్ ఒబేసెన్సెస్ అండ్ టు యూ. దిస్ ఇస్ హౌ షీ ఎండ్స్ హర్ ప్రేయర్స్ లైక్ దట్. సో we also come to the end of this chapter, so we will start the next chapter.